Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is a correct the mistakes episode. So I'm going to give you two sentences and both sentences have mistakes. And your job is to try to find the mistakes and then correct them and make them into perfect sentences. So in total, there are five mistakes. So let's start with the first sentence. My friends brung much wine to my party on last weekend. My friends brung much wine to my party on last weekend. So write that down and see if you can find the mistakes in that sentence. The second one. I can't to hear the television. Can you turn up it? I can't to hear the television. Can you turn up it? Okay, so, as I said, in total, from those two sentences, there are five mistakes. So make sure you've written down those sentences and try to locate where the mistakes are. And then when you're ready, press play again on the podcast and I will reveal the answers. Okay, so let's take a look at the answers. Hopefully you've had a good opportunity now to try to find those mistakes. So the first one, my friends brung much wine to my party on last weekend. The first mistake is the word brung. So I'm looking for the past tense of the word bring. And a lot of people think, wrongly, that it's brung. And in fact, I often hear English children make this mistake. Maybe when they're very, very young, their English, of course, hasn't developed yet. And so they might make that mistake and say brung, when what they really mean is brought. The past tense of bring is brought. So my friends brought. And then the next bit, much wine to my party. Now, in reality, the word much is not appropriate for this sentence. Not because the word wine is countable. Actually, wine is uncountable. But actually because the word much is not used in positive sentences unless we use so much or too much. This sentence that I gave you is a positive sentence, but without the word so or too. So you can't say, my friends brought much wine to my party. So instead of much, we need to replace it. And we use a lot of or lots of. So my friends brought lots of wine or a lot of wine to my party. And then there's one more mistake. In the original sentence, I said on last weekend. But when we use the word last or next or this, and then a time period like last week, for example, in this case, last weekend, we don't use a preposition. So we can say on the weekend, but if we use the word last, then we remove the preposition and we just say last weekend. So the sentence in full, as it should be, my friends brought so much wine to my party last weekend. Okay, good. Let's take a look at the second one. I can't to hear the television. Can you turn up it? Two mistakes here. First of all, when we use a word like can or can't or other modal verbs like could and should and would, we never use the word to after this word. So you never say, I can't to do this. We go straight to the verb, I can't hear the television. And the final mistake, Can you turn up it? Here we have an example of a phrasal verb, to turn up. But if you use a pronoun, so a pronoun could be a word like me, you, him, her, and in this case, it, the pronoun must go in the middle between the verb and the preposition. So not can you turn up it, but can you turn it up? You could have also given me another answer. You could have been more specific and said, can you turn the volume up or turn up the volume? Because when you use a noun and not a pronoun, then it actually doesn't matter whether you put the noun in the middle of the verb and the preposition or after. So I can accept that answer as well if you put that. So the sentence in full, I can't hear the television. Can you turn it up? So that's it. Well done if you got all of those right. Well done if you even got a 2 or 3 of those right. But hopefully, whatever mistakes you made, if you made any, now you can see that this is an opportunity to practice these particular grammar points. So that's all for today's podcast. I will be doing more of these Correct the Mistakes podcasts in the future. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then feel free to send me an email. I always like hearing from the listeners. You can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.